fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
March is here, and the madness has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. Select the winners from 63 tournament games in the MyBookie Bracket Contest for a chance at $10,000 in cash prizes. And it's only a dollar to enter. Fill out multiple brackets, bet the national championship winner, or look for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie.ag and use promo code BET1055 to secure a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET1055 to claim your first deposit bonus. MyBookie puts the action in your hands. With in-game live betting, choose from thousands of lines and odds. You can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Yeah, no time for that. Let's go. We are back. Lots to get to. Coming to you on the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines in a second. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision, though, and my friend Dr. Coppola, because he has returned, and he was out briefly with an illness, but he's back, and they've consolidated their offices, and now they're going to see all patients in the Clemson location. Will continue to offer the absolute best in eye care and eyewear services, including a full line of frames, all types of contact lenses, and our great personal service. Even on Saturdays, we're still on Tiger Boulevard right next to Publix. Call us today, 654-4141, 654-4141. And I promise you, when you go see Dr. Coppola, I don't care where you have gone for your eye care needs before, when you go see Dr. Coppola, you will know in 2 minutes that you have been going to the wrong place. I promise you. The man is an eye care genius. And you'll know that in 2 minutes in his presence. Whatever your issue is, he can help you. Go see him. 654-4141. Give him a call. Set up your appointment. You will thank me later. Before I get to the phones, just one more thing on the Zags in Southern Cal. In theory, if USC could consistently get back on defense and set that zone up, they could slow Gonzaga. And, you know, other than shooting a really high percentage, the other possible way to beat Gonzaga is to slow them down. To this point, through over a year's worth of basketball, not a single team has been able to slow them down. No one has slowed them down. They are the ones who dictate pace. And so this game is going to be a game of dictating pace. Southern Cal's only hope to win this game is to slow Gonzaga, make it more of a half-court game, get back on defense, set that zone up, and let that be the thing that slows Gonzaga down, where they have to work to seek a shot, as opposed to they just come flying down the court and they're hitting you in transition and they're attacking the rim with that insane athleticism, and they're fanning out to the three-point line, and they're just bombarding you. You know, somehow you've got to avoid the runs. It's, you know, we can talk about on paper the things you need to do it. The thing is, no one has been able to do it. Now, USC, because of their length, they have an opportunity to impact Gonzaga in a way that other people haven't. Again, this is all based on their ability to get back on defense and get that zone set up. And I think that's the first challenge for them. I think they're going to find it's much more difficult to get back on D and get that zone set up against this team than it is against anybody else they've seen. I also think Gonzaga's ability, look, there are a myriad of ways to beat the zone. One of them is the sweet spot. The sweet spot, you know, the middle of the lane, 12, 13 feet high, just below the free throw line. That is an area that Oregon tried to exploit, but they did a terrible job of it until they started flashing Duarte to that spot in the second half. The first half, their players weren't even looking at the rim. They wanted no part of that shot because of Mobley's length. That'll be a question for Gonzaga as well. But so it'll be interesting to see what they do as far as that position on the court and who they decide to flash into that area. You know, if they are faced with going against this zone in the half court, it'll be interesting to see who they flash to that area. You need somebody who's versatile, can make that shot, can put it on the ground and attack the rim, can pass out of that spot. You know, you need somebody of that ability, whether that's Kispert or whatever. Now, if it is, that would take him from being your perimeter shooting threat, and that's something Gonzaga's probably not going to want to do. So I'll be interested to see how they do that. But more than anything, you know, you've got to make the zone move, and once you make it move, you've got to drive the gaps. Oregon did none of that. Oregon just soft-tossed the ball around the perimeter. You can't beat the zone by soft-tossing it around the perimeter. You just have to execute better. And I'm pretty confident that Gonzaga will execute better than Oregon did in that regard. Malcolm, how are you?
Well, you know, I get so tired of you telling everybody what I'm going to say before I can get on the phone, okay?
Well, you can repeat it for emphasis, Malcolm.
Well, what's the point? Your basketball IQ must be about 160. Is it something like that? Anyway,
it should be, Malcolm. You know, I've done this crap my whole life. It should be. I should know something by now.
I have too. So I want to ask you a question. Why is it when first you better tell everybody what the sweet spot is? Right there at the free throw line, right? When you get the ball at the free throw line, turn and face the basket in the triple threat position. It's that simple. In a triple threat position, either you shoot the soft jumper, you drive it to the body, or you kick it for the pass.
You know, Malcolm, there were times in that first half with Oregon that the guy that would flash to the sweet spot wasn't even turning to look at the basket. He was playing like Meadowlark. He was playing like Meadowlark Lemon. I expected, confetti to hit the court. You know,
He had his back to the basket the whole half. Yeah. The whole half. All right. Now, okay, real quick, like I would ask you this because I do disagree with you on one thing. The young lady that plays for Baylor that got injured with the hamstring.
Yeah,
she wasn't a scorer, but she was controlling the tempo of the game. And well, when she went out, the whole complexion of the game changed. For momentarily, they recomposed.
Yeah.
But momentarily, they for 19 points worth, they were lost. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think she did have an impact on the game.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. But when we talk about controlling the game, you're generally talking about somebody who's playing with pace or something like that. And she doesn't do any of that. She walks the ball up the court. There's no dribble penetration at all. I mean, they back off her. They'll give her an 8-foot shot. She doesn't want to shoot the ball at all. I mean, she's a liability on offense. That's the truth about it. She's just not good on that side of the court at all. And we're talking about DeeDee Richards, but at the very least, she doesn't just turn the ball over. And I think that's the thing. It's not so much her value. It was the immediate drop from her to a freshman who was thrown into a big moment. If that makes sense.
It does. Can I ask you one quick question about the Michigan-UCLA game tonight?
Yeah.
What is the key for UCLA to win tonight? What has to go right?
Well, you know, one, I think you'd like to get Dickinson in foul trouble. And Dickinson will commit some stupid fouls. You know, he'll push off occasionally when he doesn't need to with that size. UCLA has got to be able to get something at the rim. They shoot the ball well. You've got a great point guard in Tiger who leads everything. You've got two really good wing players that have been terrific through this entire tournament. But I think one of the keys is going to be they still have to be able to attack the rim. And the problem that most people have had in playing Michigan thus far is that size doesn't come down and nobody's getting anything done near the rim against Michigan. And I just don't think you can beat Michigan because I think they guard well enough. If you just play a perimeter oriented game, I just don't think it can be done. And I really think, Malcolm, and we'll find out tonight, but I really think that UCLA's run is over. They've played great. They've played tough. I have the absolute admiration for Cronin's bunch and all those kids. And look, maybe they keep it up. Maybe they find a way. But I think that the thing that no one has had answer to yet, and I think it's a problem for Gonzaga, too, should Michigan win. The thing that no one has had any answer to yet is Michigan's size. The size doesn't come down, and it has impacted this tournament greatly from their standpoint. I mean, Florida State could not get anything off near the rim. Nothing. They also didn't shoot the ball well from three.
From now on, before I call, I'm going to text you to let you know what I'm going to talk about, so you lay off of what I'm going to talk about. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Malcolm. Sounds like a plan. Let me get Big Bad Bob in here. Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Hey, thanks for letting me in. Well, I'm enjoying a roast beef sandwich from my friendly local neighborhood drive-in. My neighbor, third generation, owns one of these Greek restaurants around here. So he gives me a discount. Gives me a discount because I listen to you. Listen, the only way USC can beat Gonzaga is for Gonzaga to go to the wrong arena. There's no way. I don't know that anybody's going to beat this team. They shot 60% the other night, and they get all the rebounds. They get all the offensive rebounds. And they're playing well right now. I mean, the team is amazing, but, you know, I don't want to jinx them. And I want to say congratulations.
Well, you know, look, rebounding's going to be a big element of this game. And because USC is a great rebounding team and they're terrific off the offensive glass. And that's an area that they really could hurt Gonzaga. Gonzaga's not an enormous team size wise. I mean, Timmy is, you know, relatively light of frame. He's 6'10". So that's an area that USC could hurt them. Of course, you know, if you don't have great court balance when you go to the offensive glass, Gonzaga's going to kill you if you do not convert on the rebounds because they're going to be flying down the court at you.
Well, they will systematically beat you. I mean, I watched several of their games, and they were behind in that BYU game, and they just came back and beat, they won. And they will do that. I've seen in every game, if they're a little behind, they will come back. They are playing at an outrageous – they're just playing outrageous basketball. But I wanted to congratulate Ramona for UCLA and ask her what she thinks about UCLA versus Michigan. Ramona, do you think they can beat Michigan?
I don't know. I didn't know that's who they were playing, Bob.
Ramona had Florida State there, so that question presents
Florida State.
Yeah.
Well, I congratulate you on that. I know your bracket's up there, Ramona. I saw it, Ramona. Ramona was
the first one to show this Pac-12 schools any love.
Well, listen, women live longer than men, and women are smarter than men. I hate to come behind some of the women that call. Like one day I came behind Rachel and I went, bah, 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 because she is really smart about sports. So you need more women callers. I know you try to get them in there.
We have quite a few women callers and they They add great insight and perspective, and are and as you say, are some of the best callers. So yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, you do everything about this time of year. You go into football after the basketball, and I heard the baseball list going on with that guy that's really smart. Yeah, and I thought that we might need to hear wrestling, you know, tag team wrestling list, whoever could do those. So
yeah,
I get a discount on Masonry. Yeah. But anyway,
we'll save that for the middle
we'll
of winter.
We'll see what happens.
All right, Bob.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the call. All right, we'll take a quick break. You want in 654-7627. We need to talk about Michigan, UCLA. And then I want to get to some NFL stuff. We have these pro days going on. There are significant questions right now regarding the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers, because a source has told me that the Panthers are now desperately seeking the 2 or the 4 spot. Now, again, I don't know whether those teams are going to be responsive, but the Panthers feel boxed in right now. And they are desperately seeking a move up to 2 or to 4 because they want one of these quarterbacks, which we've known for, you know, months now. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. Now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers make their return to Death Valley for the annual Orange and White Spring Game. Our annual coverage of the Clemson Spring Game is brought to you by Bennett Equipment and Supply, Founders Federal Credit Union, Landscaper Supply, and Hartwell Village. Coverage begins at 10:30 a.m. with the game kicking off at 1 p.m. Catch it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Now that the rush of the holidays are over, you might realize you have more stuff than space. Cox Builders in Williamston has utility buildings of all shapes and sizes to turn your overflow eyesore into storage for today and the future. Call today for more information on the storage shed that you need at 864-847-9009. Be sure to mention promo code ROAR for a special deal. You can also visit them online at coxbuildersgroup.com. That's coxbuildersgroup.com.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Hey, my name's James, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Grilled Spicy Deluxe is the first bite, you get a little kick of spice, and then that cilantro and lime sauce that kind of balances things out. Just delicious.
Hey, I'm Amber. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A new Grilled Spicy Deluxe is how well all of the ingredients complement each other. It's so good. I like bob my head side to side, dancing while I eat.
Chick-fil-A's Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich, available for a limited time only. Real guests stayed for their testimonials.
Hey, Tiger fans, Greg and Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville.
We wanted to thank each of you that have welcomed us into the upstate community since we opened our doors.
One thing we love about Duck Donuts is the happiness we can provide to families.
Family is very important to us, so to be able to make an impact to yours, especially during a year like 2020, has been very rewarding to us.
We know the strength of the Clemson family, so thank you for your business in 2020, and Julie and I look forward to seeing more of you in 2021.
Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
March is here and the madness has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot and score big. Select winners from 63 tournament games in the MyBookie Bracket Contest for a chance at $10,000 in cash prizes. And it's only a single dollar entry. Sign up today at MyBookie.ag and use promo code BET1055 to secure your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET1055 to claim your first deposit bonus and receive a free entry into the My Bracket Contest. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Right now, the biggest news in dishwashers is something you won't be hearing much about unless you listen very closely. Because the Home Depot now carries Bosch, top-of-the-line, legendarily quiet dishwashers. And listen up. Right now, you'll also save up to 10% as well. Did you hear that? Up to 10% off Bosch appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through August 22nd.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Boston. Texter 305 says, so it wasn't a bad call for me to go with Gonzaga. He said the Zags can be anybody by double digits. Look, I tend to believe that. There are two things that are going to happen in that basketball game. One is, even though Gonzaga will be well prepared for it, I think better prepared than Oregon was, there will still be an element of uncertainty, game uncertainty, for a short period of time at least, as Gonzaga begins to comprehend the length of that zone. You can plan for it. You can't really replicate it. There's not really a way to replicate it without, you know, broom handles, and that might be the way. But the old-fashioned way. But there's not really a way to replicate that length. And so it's going to take seeing it and sort of feeling it out to understand what that zone is like. On the other hand, USC has not seen Gonzaga's speed, their end-to-end speed, and that's going to be the shock that USC gets, is that they may have trouble getting back to set that zone up. And ultimately, Gonzaga has too much talent, too much experience, and while USC will make this a game for a while, it's like most of the other Gonzaga games, like all of them. I mean, you're in it. The announcers are getting excited, thinking that, oh, this is the night Gonzaga's going to lose. And then 15-2 happens in 2.5 minutes and the game is over. And that's the way, you know, every Gonzaga game basically goes. So we'll see. I still think from an outcome standpoint, that's what you're headed towards. You're headed towards another Gonzaga double-digit victory. And I think USC will hang around for a while. I think Gonzaga will have some adjusting. I think USC will have some adjusting. But ultimately, Gonzaga will spurt them to death. And, you know, probably win by 13 or something like that. 81-68, something like that. Robert, how are you?
Walton, good, and you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Before I get to I got a question about the bracket, but I got a rules question. My son and I were watching, I think it was Alabama and UCLA, and towards the end of the game, They had a call that went to the review where the player bounced the ball off of, I think it was an Alabama player, bounced the ball off of a UCLA player's foot, and then they were deciding whether or not it touched him when it went between his legs and out of bounds. Does all that sound familiar?
Yeah.
I had to take a bathroom break, and I missed the ruling, but I think they gave it to UCLA, and my question is, if it come off of the UCLA player's foot, isn't that an automatic kickball, dead ball? I mean, can you explain that to me, how they ended up giving that to UCLA?
Well, look, I know that
was the Alabama player.
Yeah, I honestly know that was the debate there, but the call was made based on the ball hitting the shorts. The shorts are part of the player, and it was ruled that the ball hit Petty's shorts, and I think that was the correct ruling, as I saw it.
Well, see, that's where my confusion came in, and my son and I were discussing, is because every time that there's a kicked ball on the court, and no matter what happens afterwards, they blow the whistle and it's dead immediately. Isn't that correct?
I meant to go back and look at that element because I was so focused on the replay itself with the ball hitting the shorts and whether they were going to call that. The other element wasn't considered. I need to actually go back and look at that and see. But yes,
yeah,
a kick.
Yeah, it
a
came right
ball.
Off the top of.
Yeah. So your question is, was it a kicked ball?
Right. It came right off the top of the UCLA player's foot. I mean, he bounced it right on his foot, and it went right through his legs.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So I didn't really understand that. But I want to talk about the bracket. This contest has been crazy for me. This is the fourth year I've entered the Roar Bracket Contest. And every year I start out after the first week in somewhere around the 500, 600 range. And that's pretty much where I stay. Till the end of the tournament. But this year, and I called you about this, after the first weekend or the second round, I was in like 1,150 something place. And I was telling you about how I had, you know, the Final Four that I had. And so now I have bounced back to, I am 271st place. And I'm sure there's been swings like that before, but man, that just seemed crazy to me. So, I want to talk about the Houston-Baylor matchup right quick. I really need UCLA to win tonight, but I think you've pretty much kind of broke my spirit on that.
I'm incredibly impressed by UCLA, and I do not for one second imagine they're going to be an easy out. And I think it'll be a tough game, but I still think that what Michigan has, and I keep saying this, that nobody else has, is they're just bigger, and nobody has effectively dealt with that size. They're also really good defensively. And you know, they can sort of all shoot the ball, which is another dilemma. There's a reason that team was actually the best team in that conference all year long. And even without Livers, it's apparent they were the best team in that conference. So, I'm under no illusion that this is going to be a blow. I mean, I think you're looking at, you know, if it goes like I think it will, I think you're looking at like 71-63 Michigan, something of that sort.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I had Michigan going to the Final Four. And the night
That's
before
how you
I
rose
turned
in
into
that,
bracket.
In the contest.
No. I changed it. Because Thursday night, before I turned my bracket in, you know, it had to be in Friday before 12. I saw an interview with Livers, and I was just like, you know, because you had talked about, you were like, you know, he may come back. You said he may come back. And then you said, I'm not sure they can't win it even without him. But I saw that interview, and I knew I could just see he was not going to come back for this tournament. And I switched and went with Alabama in the Final Four.
Well, so, one thing we know for sure, it won't be Alabama coming out of that region.
No, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. But I still got three of them, Gonzaga, Baylor, and Houston. And I think that Houston, and the last time we talked.
Wait a minute. You picked Houston and not yes. Illinois out of that bracket?
Correct. That's right. Yeah, well, just hold on. I picked Houston to win it all. Because I'm telling you, they have a combination of defense and offensive rebounding that I thought was really going to take them a long way. And
hey, you've been right. You've been right so far. Hey, send a thank you card to Rutgers because Rutgers led them the whole stinking game until the last 2 minutes when they decided to pull the ball out. And for some reason that's never clear to me, and their offense broke down, and Houston stole that game late. I don't know, yeah. Robert. We'll see. We'll see.
That was part of my point. I don't think Houston has played their best game yet. They played their best first half last night, but I don't think they played their best game of this tournament. And hopefully that best game is going to come against Baylor. And then, because I think this team has something that can slow Gonzaga down. I really do. I mean, they're great defending the three. They're great on the offensive boards. They're obviously their defense is great. They were at the end of the season, they were number one in defense. So, I mean, and Gonzaga has not played the two best teams they've played, Baylor, BYU and West Virginia. They don't even compare to what Houston has.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, Gonzaga played a bunch of people. I mean, in the OSC.
Well, the teams that gave them the best games.
Yeah,
I guess I should have phrased that.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Look, I view it differently. I think we wind up with Gonzaga and Houston in the national championship, I think you have a 30-40-point game. I don't think Houston can even stay on the court with Gonzaga at all. I think Gonzaga will crush them. So we have a difference in opinion on that.
Yeah, I got kind of worried when Giroux went out with that hip pointer, but he seems to be playing pretty well, and I mean, God, I feel like I'm back in high school watching him play with them short shorts. I mean,
Look, they played well. They've played well so far. They found a way to tough out two wins. Sometimes you have to do that on the path to a national championship, and maybe that will continue. I feel like they've basically played nobody in the whole tournament. They're the first team in history that has not faced a single-digit team to get to the Final Four. And I don't know. I think they've been more lucky than good. But we will find out, Robert. We will find out soon. Yeah. It sounds
absolutely. I mean, the last thing that played into it is, I mean, it's going to be just an absolute, just the greatest thing that a lot of people have seen if Gonzaga goes undefeated all the way through and wins it. And I just thought that, you know, that may be something that might not be quite possible, that the pressure might get to Gonzaga. It hasn't yet. And they're like a machine. Look, I mean,
they have a tough path moving forward. I mean, there's no question. I mean, their tough path starts tonight. This is not going to be easy against a Southern Cal team that's blown everybody in this tournament out. And then if they get by them, they're going to get the winner of Michigan and UCLA, which I think will be Michigan, but that would be another brutal game, and that's a game I've earmarked since before the tournament began as the most dangerous game to Gonzaga.
Yeah.
And if they get by that, they get the winner of Baylor and Houston, which I think will be Baylor, but regardless, it's a tough go. Gonzaga, to make it through the season unbeaten and to get to that finish line is going to have a really difficult path in these last three games. I think they're ready for that path. I think they've been waiting for 2 years, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right, Walt, I appreciate you getting
me in, Robert. Yep, excellent work. Yeah, I mean, we'll find out starting tonight whether they're ready for that path. It's the next step in the process. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does roofs like Gilstrap. 80 years worth of roofs. Father-son business, four generations of roofers. You heard Daredevil call the other day. His dad had Gilstrap out at the house. This is yesterday, right, Ramona? Yesterday? Or the day? Yesterday. And he wanted Daredevil to call and tell us how great a job they did and how grateful he was for Gilstrap. You will be too. But look, from an aesthetic standpoint, it's the most important element of your home. you want to get it right. So if you want a new roof, you need to call Gilstrap. They'll help you design everything. Trust me, it'll be incredible. I've had all sorts of people send me photos of the new roofs that Gilstrap has installed for them. I get a lot of desperate people who write me about, Walt, I need the number. Walt, I need the number, because you come home or you wake up to rain on your hardwood floors and your antique furniture and everything else, and then people are desperate for help. Do as I say, not as I did. I found out the hard way myself. Take advantage of Gilstrap's free checkup. Find out. You have no way of knowing. If your roof isn't new, you have no way of knowing what the condition of it is. You don't want to endeavor to find out. You don't want to climb up on your roof. It's the last thing you need right now. Hospital bills add to everything else probably wouldn't be good. Let Gilstrap check your roof. If there's nothing wrong, like so many, that's what they'll tell you. But at the very least, you'll get a feel for where you stand. They'll tell you, no, sir, ma'am, you're good, but you know you need to do something in 3 or 4 years. If there's something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed before it becomes a major issue. 269-1232, tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Marcel, you're up first. A lot of football, NFL football, pro day talk. Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers to come.
Looking to lower your auto loan payment? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at foundersfcu.com/auto or at an office near you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Open every day and taking all of the COVID-19 precautions to help you enjoy your time with friends and family while staying safe. Don't miss happy hour every day with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the ribeye sandwich, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, or double-fried chicken wings today. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, beside Tucker's.
Hey Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit morgancolemanrealestate.com.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy, whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton features char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, 14 ice-cold beer selections on tap, chicken wings, and amaretto cheesecake. But wait, there's more. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half off sushi rolls. Wednesday nights, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. Never miss a game with 8 big screen TVs, great service, and even better food. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Engels, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. Come hang out in person with the Roar team, play the par 3 course, or take on the 18-hole putting course. And here's the best part. All proceeds from this event go to the Pops for Pups Endowment, supporting the K-9 Fetch Unit at Prisma Health Upstate. It's the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, all day on Tuesday, April the 27th. Go to popsforpups.com to make a donation or to sign up today.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket. All white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries. And 7 mini biscuits. Fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio. And all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket. Or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter.
I'm ready to break out the bunny decor.
Same. Kohl's has so many cute things. You can decorate pretty much everything, even Easter eggs.
My family will be so excited.
I got great gifts for my favorite peeps, too.
Ooh, love peeps.
Plus, I got Kohl's cash and 15% off.
I'm sold.
One more thing. Get it in 1 hour or less with free store pickup.
I'm gonna hop to it.
15% offer ends April 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Spring cleaning is upon us. Let my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning do the cleaning for you. Only Zero Res can give you their patented cleaning process that uses powered water technology, not harsh chemicals, for an insanely clean home. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119. Plus, mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and you'll get a hallway cleaned for free. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Become a Roar Insider. Get the scoop with the Roar Newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to WCCPFM.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
Yeah, a little BTO on whatever day this is. Tuesday, right? I'm right, right? Tuesday. I knew that one right off. Let me tell you about my friends at the Green Law Firm. Look, I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever you've been up to, whatever the problem is, my man David Green can help you. David's the best. It's just how it is. And look, here's the thing. David's not going to judge you. He's here to help you get yourself out of whatever issue you found yourself in. It's a personal matter. It impacts your well-being. Don't call some out-of-town 1-800-COMPANY and give your personal info to some perfect stranger. The solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad. David's been dealing with the IRS for 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can get your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up. David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws and what the IRS will accept as a compromise. Trust me, you need to call David Green. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly impact your future, make your future better, give you the peace of mind that you've been lacking and the results that you're entitled to. From the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal, green with an E at the end. Marcel and Hunter. Marcel, how are you, Marcel? It's a Tuesday, Marcel. That's the reason for my confusion about the day.
Yes, I'm back from Linden, New Jersey after a 3-day weekend. Or should I say this? Saturday, Palm Sunday, and yesterday. So, having a great quality time with my family. It's going to be fun together. Now,
great.
It's good to be back here from yours truly, all the way from Linden, New Jersey, back here in my home place where I grew up. And Ramona just told me for the short update for you guys listening on 105.5 The Roar. Is that correct, Ramona?
Yes, it is.
Starting with baseball and his first career start, Nick Hartman tossed a complete game to lead Clemson to a 7-2 victory over Boston College in the second game of the doubleheader at Harrison Athletics Village Saturday. They'll play tonight at 6 o'clock against Georgia. Yes, Georgia. And lastly, after a Friday's doubleheader loss, with bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth, Clemson catcher JoJo Hyatt knocked in a pair of go-ahead runs on a single up the middle as the Tigers went down number 11 Duke 4-2 at McCarter Stadium yesterday on Palm Sunday, that Sunday afternoon. With the win, Clemson split the series with the Blue Devils and improved to 22-4 of the season and 40-4 in the ACC play. Duke, which was on a 20-game winning streak entering the later half of the series, fell to 26-3 and 40-3 in league matchups. Now, the Tigers are scheduled to return, stay home on Thursday to start April, where they host North Carolina in a four-game series, which begins at 5 o'clock. Next week's series against the Tar Heels is slated to stream on ACC Network Extra. North Carolina, the only Tar Heel state in the South, announced the postponement of its last two weekend series against Florida State and Georgia Tech, respectively, due to COVID-19 protocols within the UNC program. That's the short one. Are you happy now?
Yeah. Thank you, Marcel.
Well done, Marcel. Well done.
After Dark Marcel on Twitter, be sure to follow me, or you can find me on Facebook, marcel.myrick.520. Back on Monday, that's next week, to start on a brand new update made just for you. Walt Ramona, thanks for listening. Everyone else, thanks for calling too. See you next week.
Thank you, Marcel.
Bye, Marcel.
Thank you, Marcel. Marcel with the abbreviated update
right.
Based on the abbreviated road rage, because we're off at 5:25 today. Hunter, how are you?
I'm doing well, Walt. How are you, sir?
Good, Hunter. Good to have you. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I want to talk about Gonzaga a little bit.
Yep.
You and I are kind of the same. We're a little bit of a college basketball sycophants as far as that goes. And watching Gonzaga, they're almost unbeatable. I wanted to hear your thoughts on just watching their defense. What I thought was the best way to beat Gonzaga is the dribble drive offense. You know, in the Mountain West Conference, you don't see a lot of that. You see a lot of three-point shooting and non-athleticism. But the problem is I don't see a whole lot of the dribble drive type offense left. So I've got Gonzaga winning it, of course, but that's kind of the prototype that I've watched so far in the tournament or against comparable competition to beat them. What do you think, Bolt?
Yeah, you know, Hunter, I think you may be honest with them, but the real problem is they move their feet really well defensively. And Timmy, you know, they're free switching. And there are times that Timmy at 6'10 is guarding point guards because of his, you know, we look at him, we think, well, this dude doesn't look all that athletic. He doesn't jump all that high. Those things are true. But one thing he does do is he really moves his feet well laterally for a big guy and does a remarkable job leveling guys off. And so there are no weak spots in terms of their ability to level off opposing dribblers. They free switch. They move their feet really well. They help and recover. You know, I think that's the part that people are actually missing with this Gonzaga team is this may be the best defensive Gonzaga team we've ever seen. And part of it is you have an elite athlete in Suggs. Suggs is special anywhere you go on the planet. He's special. So, you know, I think that's the issue. I almost think that to beat them, somehow you're going to have to get key players in foul trouble because they don't really want to go to their bench. Their bench is better than people think, but they really just want to play seven guys. So we've seen, you know, one or two of these guys get in early foul trouble in this tourney, both with Suggs and Timmy. But I think you're going to have to get multiple guys in foul trouble. That'll be interesting to see with all the size that Gonzaga's potentially about to face. Does Timmy get in early foul trouble either tonight or if Gonzaga wins tonight and they wind up playing Michigan against the size of Michigan? I don't think you're wrong, but I think this Gonzaga team is better in that area than they've ever been before.
I totally agree. Not saying that it's necessarily a weak spot for this team, because this team is one of the better that I've ever seen play the game of college basketball, to be honest, in my 29 years. If you're going to attack, you know, Goliath, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, no, it's fair.
And, you know, I think maybe Baylor is the best team to attack them. But even then, I just, you know, watching the games, pie in the sky, no fan of any team in it. I'm a Florida State fan. So, you know, Gonzaga is going to win it all. I have no doubt. But if you're going to beat them, I think you've got to beat them off the dribble outside of Suggs, because if you try to dribble against Suggs, you're in trouble, no doubt.
Yeah, he's the other piece that they haven't had before. You know, I mean, you can make a case he's the best player in the country. You know, he's and wherever he goes in the draft, he's going top three. And that's the kind of guy athletically with the ball in his hands and defensively, because he's just an absolute lockdown defender that they really haven't had in the past, you know, and so there just doesn't really appear to be much of a weakness. I mean, you can search for one, but people have been searching for a way to beat this team for over a year now, and honestly, nobody has come close. I think that's the main thing. It's that it's not just that nobody has beaten them, it's that nobody's been competitive with them. And, you know, we'll find out whether anyone can change it. I still think Michigan is the greatest concern, because I think Michigan can do some things to impact the game, and that size, I think, potentially is a problem for Timmy and the Gonzaga baseline, particularly if he were to get in foul trouble. But, yeah, I think you know, you're doing what I've done, Hunter. You're searching. You're trying to see, well, if they're going to lose, where will it come? Honestly, you know what? It'll sort of be a shame if this team doesn't close this deal out. You know, with all the times that Mark Few has come close, Sweet 16 6 years in a row, came within a basket against North Carolina when the officials dictated the game and Gonzaga's best player played 11 minutes due to foul trouble.
Absolutely. You know,
and then last year, you know, they were probably the best team in college basketball last year, and I think Mark Few knew that, and they lost that opportunity because of COVID. So this is the culmination of sort of a long road for this basketball team and a long process, and, you know, and everything that Mark Few has built in that program. I mean, it's really just unbelievable the powerhouse he has built out in nowhere land, you know, in the state of Washington. It's just it's just an incredible, incredible thing. And I would like to see that dream completed. But it's up to them now. It's up, you know, they know the task ahead. I think they're ready for it.
Totally agree. And screw Michigan. They beat my Noles, and we're not a great team this year. We're an okay team, but screw Michigan. They've done it twice to us. The Wagner brothers, screw both of them. You know, in the word of Adam Morrison, let's go, Gonzaga, and let's get this thing done.
Thank you, Hunter. It's a good job, Hunter. Hunter, not a fan of Michigan now. The Wagner brothers both beat them. That's pretty funny. Well, you know, it's as you said, it's all up to the Zags now. They know what's ahead of them. They're the best team in this field, and now they just have to finish it out and prove it. Let me tell you about the health there. Look, Walt Tiptula here to tell you about the health there. Mr. Adams lost 39 pounds and 39 inches in 8 weeks, and his doctor just cut both his blood sugar and his blood pressure medicine. The health there is amazing because it's so easy and sustainable. No pills, shots, hormones. It's just cellular health. You may be skeptical, but it's easy and sustainable. Trust me, it just can't get easier. Call today to reverse your symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, and sleep apnea in 30 days or your money back. Who does that? Nobody. Right now, buy one program, get one free. Call 1-877-IDEARME. Tell them I sent you. That's how you get the BOGO deal. Going with a family member, going with a friend, going with a coworker. Dial the number 1-877-IDEARME. You will thank me later. Okay. Pro Day talk, Atlanta Falcon, Carolina Panther talk on the other side.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the Upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Spring cleaning season is here, and your local Boys Camp thrift stores in Seneca and Westminster need your items to help bring hope and healing to boys in need through counseling, therapy, and life skills training. Donate your items for resale or shop their wide selection of gently used items at a great price. When you donate or shop with the Boys Camp thrift store, you're changing lives. Call today for free large item donation pickup like furniture and appliances at 882-2734 or use their donation drive-thru. Visit fairplaycamp.org today for more information.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tektronic Industries Ryobi, is hosting a job fair on April 1st from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 115 Innovation Way in Anderson. TTI is a world-class leader in design, manufacturing, and marketing of power tools, hand tools, and outdoor power equipment. On-site interviews will be available for assemblers, distribution/forklift operators, material handlers, quality auditor/inspector, and refurb operators. For more information or to apply, go to sctechjobs.com, an equal opportunity employer.
It's March when the madness arrives at MyBookie. Select winners in the My Bracket contest for a chance at $10,000. Use promo code BET1055 to secure your deposit bonus up to $1,000 and a free entry into the Bracket contest.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
Your Pie Clemson is open for in-store and outdoor patio dining from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, or take it to go. Each Tuesday, Your Pie hosts benefit night with 10% of sales donated to support local nonprofit organizations in the community. Wednesday nights, enjoy half-price wine and delicious cheese sticks. Thursday night, all draft pints are just $3.14. Your Pie is also a great place to watch the game with big screen TVs and some of the most delicious pizzas, pastas, chopped salads, cold drinks, and panini sandwiches. Your Pie Clemson, we'll see you soon.
The Health Dare is not a weight loss program. Clients do lose an average of 17 inches and 16 pounds in 30 days, but weight loss is just a side effect of getting healthy on a cellular level. It's so easy. You don't have to work out at the gym, starve yourself, or buy meals. We'll do all the work for you. If you don't see results in 30 days, we'll give you your money back. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Purple Haze, with stores in Williamson and Clemson, is committed to our customers and our community. We're raising money to help feed children in Pickens County, and we're inviting you to donate at the Clemson or Williamson Purple Haze locations. With our amazing selection of glassware, t-shirts, incense, and piercing options, Purple Haze is something for everyone, including tooth gems. We're Purple Haze, a small business helping those in our communities. Purple Haze, see us in Clemson or Williamson.
Hey, it's me. You know, I lost my job and I've just been having a really hard time lately. I'm actually starting to worry about myself. I found this app, though, called the How We Reach coaching tool, and it's helping me reach out to my friends for support. Anyway, I was hoping maybe you could come over after your shift. I just need someone to be with me right now and help me sort out what to do next. Let me know, okay? All right, thanks.
Visit reach.gov to download the tool today.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business.